True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, Jeff Nowak joins us now, WWL Saints sideline reporter. Jeff, in case you can't tell, we're running a pretty loose ship here today because it's the day before Thanksgiving.
I noticed that.
Yeah, you did notice that.
It's funny, you talk about sides. My wife's dad is Korean. So
well, hang on a second. One of the sides that Jeff Nowak likes to eat is... Wait, hang on. Put it up.
Well, it's
okay. I just got to do this. Here we go. One of the sides that Jeff's father-in-law likes to make is?
Well, it's kimbap, which is actually my wife who makes it now. It's like Korean sushi, basically. It's like sushi, but with beef, like seasoned beef instead of rice. And it's just funny because it's like one of those things that you never expect to be at a Thanksgiving dinner. But we have basically house Thanksgiving here because my family doesn't live here. So we all kind of get together and go over to my landlord's side of the equation. And there's just this giant plate of like kimbap on the table with all these.
Your father-in-law lives in town and makes that, or your wife makes it?
My wife makes it.
Okay.
Yeah. She just knows how to make it because her dad's Korean.
I got you. Let's talk about Saints kicking situation. What's going on there?
Yeah. So, we'll hear from Kellen Moore today. We haven't got an official word, but I think what we'll end up hearing is Charlie Smith and Cade York, who was signed after a tryout on Tuesday, are going to compete this week, and we'll see if that's actually the case. Charlie Smith's obviously been on the practice squad for the last 2 years. The Saints waived Blake Groupie, so it's not going to be him. They're going to have a different kicker on Sunday against the Dolphins, and the only question is who. On the unofficial depth chart they sent out, you know, like in the preseason where it'll say or at positions where there's position battles, that's what it says at place kicker right now. It says Charlie Smith or Cade York, and Cade York is a guy who we probably remember, right? He was the kicker for LSU in 2019, that championship team. He had that 57-yarder through the fog against Florida in that wild game Marco Wilson threw a shoe.
That was the shoe game, exactly.
You know, he's got a cannon leg. He was a fourth-round pick back in, 2022, but he only lasted 1 year with the Browns. He missed 8 kicks, struggle. He got back into the NFL last year with Washington, missed both of his kicks and got cut. Then he ended up with the Bengals, made 9 of 11 kicks. He had to make from 59 yards out, so he's got talent. It's just a question of whether he can get it sorted out. I would hope that it's Charlie Smith at the end of the day.
I would, too.
I think he's earned an opportunity to at least see what he's got to do. And in a guy like his situation, one of the difficult things is, you know, you're going to have to throw him out there knowing that he's never taken a kick in an NFL game. And, you know, a lot of times you'd be like, well, we don't want to blow a game because we throw this kicker out there and he can't hack it. But, you know, if you're the Saints, you're never going to see lower leverage regular season games than you're going to have over the final 6 games of the season. If you're not going to give him a chance now, when are you going to give him a chance?
I totally agree with that.
Cannon leg. He's a good kid. He's from Ireland. You know, he's on the international pathway program. So that's who I would hope to see, but we'll have to wait.
So it seems like you got a perfect opportunity here. You got a guy. You think enough of him to keep him on the practice squad. and put him out there in a real NFL game this week on the road, and you'll try him in the dome at some point during the season as well. And I'd let him run with it. Let's see what you can do, because, again, like you're saying, Jeff, if not now, when? You have the perfect, I don't know if you want to call it a Petri dish or whatever it is, you have the perfect lab to decide whether or not this guy can cut it in the NFL, so why not use the opportunity?
Yeah, and I think, you know, you have Cade York on the practice squad, so if it does kind of self-destruct and he can't hack it, he biffs like double X points, and you're like, all right, we tried it, didn't work out. You have Cade York who you can put in there and run with if you need to. So that's what I'd hope to see. It's what I expect to see, but we'll have to wait to see what the team decides throughout the course of the week.
But I would give him some time. I wouldn't pull a string on Charlie Smith so quickly, would you?
Well, I mean, there are self-destruct performances that you're just like, okay.
Well, I mean,
no.
if he's kicking
Cody
the holder's hand.
In here in 2021, the year that they had to go with like four different kickers.
Yeah.
He missed like two extra points against the Commanders. I guess they were the football team at that point. And it was like, all right, that's not going to work. Let's try something else. So, I mean, there are times you're just like, all right. But, there's no wrong answers at this point. You kind of just got to figure it out because, worst case scenario, you're still missing the kick that you were missing and losing games because of it.
Again, these are gifted athletes. I guarantee you they could, anyway, teach somebody how to do this. I don't think it's that hard, especially if you're a gifted athlete in an emergency situation. Not your go-to guy, but that's an argument for a different day. Tell me about Alvin Kamara. What do we know about him?
Yeah, you know, we don't have an initial injury report for the week yet that comes out on Wednesdays. He's dealing with a sprained knee. I'd be very surprised to see him play, which means it'll be the Devin Neal game, rookie out of Kansas. He took him in the sixth round of this most recent draft. He also signed Evan Hull from the practice squad, and Audric Estime is on the roster. He was a guy who was signed to the practice squad and then brought up to the active roster but hasn't yet appeared in a game. So that's most likely that's going to be your three running backs if you have all three active. Taysom Hill's obviously going to have a role there. I think he would end up being kind of your de facto second running back, even if you went with Audric Estime. But we'll be just because I think you want to get Taysom on the field, and those are going to be opportunities to do that without taking the quarterback off the field, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of where you're at. And I think this is an important game for the running backs. The Dolphins are not a good run defense. They've allowed the fourth most rushing yards in the NFL. They've allowed the fifth most yards before contact and the fifth most yards after contact. And you know, if the Saints can't run the ball in this game, it's going to be a problem, right? Like, I think the games that the Dolphins have really struggled in as a defense are the games they haven't been able to stop the run. They're not a team that pressures the quarterback at a high rate. They do blitz a lot. So I think that's going to be a question, is can you run the ball? And if you can, the Saints have a chance to go in there and right the ship. If you can't, then I think they lose.
One thing that I was wondering about it, and look, I love Taysom Hill. Don't get me wrong. I don't know if you have. I don't think you and I have spoken this weekend, have we? No. You and I have not spoken this week, have we?
No, not yet.
Okay. Well, no, right. I just want to make sure I wouldn't repeat myself to you, but sure. It just seems like maybe with Tyler Shuck, maybe you build the offense around him, and maybe you get a little bit away from the Taysom Hill trickery, although you can't really do that now because of the injury to Alvin Kamara. Does that factor into that a little bit, or am I making stuff up in my head?
Yeah, see, I don't have an issue with using Taysom Hill, and he's a valuable part of your offense. Like, I think there's a middle ground. My issue has been specifically the red zone and the Taysom Hill red zone packages that just haven't worked, frankly. You know, you had 10 or 9 snaps inside the 10-yard line last week. Taysom mm-hmm. Hill was at quarterback for 5 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Several of them, Tyler was off the field altogether. And I think the calculus there is like, yeah, we can get a 10th blocker on the field. That's an advantage offense. Well, it hasn't been. It hasn't been effective. And in doing so, you have taken away situations that you'd like to see a young quarterback work in. So
that's the point.
I think that's what I'd like to see change in the Taysom Hill offense is like, yeah, you can get him on the field. Like, we can use him. But I don't want to see him taking all the reps at quarterback.
Right.
You know, like both those drives, both those 15-play drives that got down to the one and you didn't score a touchdown, the final play of both those drives was a failed Taysom Hill play. One was a designed rollout for a pass. One was a snap over his head that was supposed to be a run. But it's like, if you're going to fail, I want to fail with the kid that I'm trying to figure out what he's got. You know, I think there is something to be said for that. But then, you know, in the middle of the field, like, you need a fourth and one. Like, I don't think there's a better offense for you than just sending Taysom Hill out there and having him pick up 6 inches. Because, you know, when you're in the middle of the field, the defense at least has to consider, okay, this might be a play action. You can throw it over the top. In the red zone, they really don't have to worry about that. There's not a lot of ground to cover. Mm-hmm. So you lose that element, and then it's just, okay, can your offensive line, can your 10 blockers win? And they just haven't been winning. And I don't know, Taysom, to me, it doesn't look like he has necessarily the same juice coming up the injury that he did.
That's my point. Do you think he's going to be there next year?
No.
I don't either. So, look, I love Taysom Hill, but it's a business, and I just think that you do everything you can this year to see what you got in Tyler Shuck, to put him in every position that you can, no matter what it is offensively. If you need the body, I'm not being disrespectful to Taysom Hill at all. I don't mean to be. But, yeah, then you use him. I think we're saying the same thing, maybe a little bit differently. Jeff Nowak's our guest, WWL Saints sideline reporter. We'll pick it up when we come back, 9:23, Tommy Tucker, day before Thanksgiving, back in a flash on
Big Deal Brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
WWL 9:29. Sometimes if only what you wanted would be true, it'd be great. At least I had talked myself into a nice performance from the Saints against the Falcons and then maybe a nice finish to the season. And at what point, Jeff, you were down there on the field, at what point did you sense that maybe something went right? The uniforms I loved the black on black. I thought that was a great look for him, but other than that, it didn't work so well.
Yeah, the black helmets have been a disaster. Not necessarily, you know, I'm not a huge fan of the stripe, the Florida Lee stripe, but they're also 0-6 when they wear them, which is not fantastic. But yeah, I mean, it's just that when they failed to, I think the field goals, you know, and one of the reasons they moved on from Blake Groupie, and I love Blake Groupie, like, he's a good dude. Mm-hmm. Wasn't making his kicks, right? Like, he's a team captain. He was a good teammate. But at a certain point, you just have to move on if it's not working.
Right.
And those kicks, they just were, they were important to the game in the sense that it made it so you had a bigger deficit than it should have been. But they're also just deflating, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, coming away with 0 points after a 75-yard kickoff return, the reason that's such a huge moment in the game is because you're effectively guaranteeing points, right? Like, worst case scenario, when you get a 75-yard kick return, you should have 3 points.
Definitely.
Right? And then at the end of the half, like, you make a nice drive, you put yourself into field goal range, you know, before halftime, which would have tied, which if you had made the 38-yarder, that would have been a game-tying field goal, and you missed that too. And, like, those two missed kicks, they were more impactful than just taking 6 points off the scoreboard. It was just deflating for everyone, for the entire building. I know Ashley O was in there with a guy who was trying to do a competition where he ate hot dogs every time the Saints scored, and he was, like, getting too drunk because he hadn't eaten any food in the whole first half. Like, it was just a brutal way to go, and it really was deflating because even in that moment, you were like, man, the Saints have to make a change of kicker. Like, while that was happening, you were also
What about Ashley O and
job.
Ashley O and hot dogs, what?
it's
I didn't go to the game.
TikTok, They were doing this thing where every time the Saints score, I'll eat a hot dog. Well, they got to the end of the first half and they were hungry. You know, it was a problem. But Jeff, ask her about that.
Okay, I will. What do they do to fix their red zone troubles? Obviously, you know, they're looking at the kicking situation, and there will be a new kicker against Miami. At what point do you know when they'll pull a trigger on either Charlie Smith or Cade York?
I mean, there's really no rule. I don't see how you would gain from keeping it a secret. That's why I'm pretty sure it'll be a competition, and I imagine it would roll through Friday. But we'll have to see it. I don't think, like, again, I don't think you gain any advantage by making the other team have to game plan for two kickers, right? It's not like you're a quarterback.
Right.
So we'll see. But from the red zone perspective, you know, it's funny because I actually think I like what they were doing in the sense that they were prioritizing getting from the high red zone to the low red zone, and they did it really effectively, right? Like, you're at the 16. I want to get that first down. I don't want to have to throw, I don't want to try to throw the ball into the end zone three times and kick a field goal from the 16. I want to get that first down and run from goal to go situations. And they did that, right? They got there both times and they got down to the 1 yard line. I would like to see the quarterback get a chance to throw in those situations. And whether that's going to fix the offense or not, I don't know. One of the things to keep in mind, like Kellen Moore, this should have been a predictable issue because you look back, okay, what did the Eagles do when they got down to the red zone? They got to the 1 yard line. Well, they just ran the tush push and it was never a question. They knew exactly what they were going to do and it worked every time. In this case, it's like, okay, this doesn't seem to have a lot of answers. And so we'll see. I'd hope that over time they can figure this out. They're just not blocking up front. And when you can't run the ball in from the one, everything feels impossible. So we'll see. I do think that getting a little more creative and finding ways to keep the defense a little on their heels in terms of what you're going to do would help. I think ditching the Taysom Hill offense down there and just trying to find real offense that you can run and is effective, which is going to be what you have to do long-term anyway. I think that's what I want to see, whether it works or not.
You think Kellen Moore's still trying to kind of find his way here?
In what respect?
Play calling and just kind of like running the game and actually being the head coach?
Yeah, a little bit. But, I mean, that's to be expected as a first-year head coach. Like, I think that's what people need to kind of take a step back and understand. It's like, yeah, it's not everything's going perfectly now, but like that's, you hire a first-time head coach, like that's one of the things is that they don't know what they're doing all the time. They're they are learning in real time, and I do think he can improve in that respect. It's not always going to look perfect, and we'll see. I do think that over the final six games, it would be nice to see some of those adjustments and some of those things start to look better. And I think that's what's frustrating is I don't know if we've seen the forward progress that you'd want to see throughout the course of a season in terms of a play caller kind of figuring it out. It does seem like you've regressed in a lot of ways.
That's what I'm trying
to say. And so I think that's what the final 2 months of the season, that's going to be important to feel like you are seeing steps forward and you are seeing a guy settle in as a head coach and a young quarterback and as a play caller. And we'll see, because like, fans are upset right now, and I don't blame them, because if you can't score in the red zone, you're not going to win games, right? It's just a fact. You got to be able to score touchdowns in the red zone. You cannot be the worst red zone team by a wide margin and expected to play good football. Like, you just can't. So that's what they got to figure out, and they got to do it fast.
Well, and you have a pick six and you lose 24-10. That's not good.
Yeah, a pick six and a 75-yard kickoff return. You shouldn't be losing games where you have those things happen.
24-10, especially by that. So tell me about Miami.
Yeah, Miami's a really kind of, you know, you think the Saints are kind of hot and cold. Miami is about as hot and cold as it gets. Like, you have a game where you lose 31-6 to the Browns, and then you have a game where you beat the Bills, right? I mean, I think the Dolphins are a team that's going to get the ball out fast. Tua Tagovailoa has the fastest time to throw in the NFL. They're running a lot of quick game. They're throwing the ball at the line of scrimmage a lot. They run a lot of wide zone. It's going to look very similar to the offense that the Saints ran last year with Clint Kubiak. Mike McDaniel and Clint Kubiak kind of come from the same tree. And you're going to see a lot of wide zone. So it's going to be, okay, can you string that play out to the sideline and then fill the gaps, because that's what they're going to be looking for. Devon Achane is a home run hitting type running back, and you just have to make sure you play with gap control all the way to the edge of the field, because he's just looking for a lane to cut back and hit it. They're third in the NFL, I think, in rushes of 10-plus yards, but they're also first in the NFL in terms of stuffed runs. They have the most stuffed runs in the NFL, so it's a very boom or bust offense. They're the third highest pressure team in the NFL, at least from a blitz rate perspective. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be sending a lot of extra pressure. But it's interesting because you face the Falcons last week, a team that's second in the NFL at blitz rate, but they're also second in the NFL in sacks, and they can generate pressure with their front four, and they blitz because they want to and they see opportunity. The Dolphins are a different situation. They don't generate pressure with their front four, and they blitz because they have to. So you're gonna it's less about handling the front four and the blitz as it is you should be able to handle their front four, and the protection plan has to be on point where you can pick up the blitz when it comes, and it's going to come often. So if the Saints can be better about that, if they can run the ball and they can tackle in the run game, that's how you find a way to win this game for the Saints.
Thank you, Jeff. Any final thoughts before we let you go?
No, I hope that the Saints can just play better. You know, I think that's the frustrating thing is when you lose a game and you also feel like you played badly and on the way to it. You know, like the team's still playing hard. I need to see execution at the same time. And that's what we haven't seen. That's what you didn't see against the Falcons, what you didn't see against the Rams. And those are the type of games that make you really question the head coach.
Yep,
right.
I hate to say
and the game planning and the position coaches and everything.
But you know what?
You can turn that around.
You made a hell of a point where, you know, we're all just human beings, right? And you tend to think a guy goes from offensive coordinator to head coach that they not Kellen Moore specifically, but anybody that they automatically know what they're doing. When I first got this job 15 years ago, I didn't really know what the hell I was doing. I kind of learned along the way and hopefully got a little bit better along the way. So I guess everybody has to, maybe you as a sideline reporter got a little bit better as you went on. So I guess we all have to find our way and people have to be patient with that a little bit because there always is a learning curve.
Yeah, and I mean, and the important thing is you get better, right? Like you focus on like, what do I need to do to improve? What am I doing wrong? And the issue can be when you can't identify that about yourself, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's what, if I'm Kellen, I'm like looking for those areas, and he'll put it on himself, but you also have to make the adjustments or it's just words, right? I'm doing this wrong and you keep doing it over and over again, well, then I don't believe you.
I know you and I have had that conversation before about, you know, we got to coach better, we got to do this, we got to do that better. Yeah, but we keep hearing the same thing week after week after week after week after week. So, thank you, Jeff. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy that Korean specialty. What is it again?
Kimbap.
Kimbap? How you spelling it?
KIMBOP, yep.
Kimbap. Okay, I'll look it up. That was that group, right. I think, right? That what do you call them, those Korean singers? What do you call it? K-pop? Kimbap?
K-pop, yeah. Some kind of like K-pop, just with beef.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you, Jeff. 939, 21 till 10. Traffic now, WWL.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.